EMSradio.com.
EMS information for the next generation.
The EMS Leadership Podcast is a production of EMSradio.com. You can interact with us via email, emsleadership@gmail.com, or call us 303-720-6001.
Thank you for joining us for another episode of the EMS Leadership Podcast. And now here's your host, Chris Ceballero.
Well, happy holidays to everyone. I want to thank you for joining us on EMS Leadership. I'm your host, Chris Ceballero. And it's been a bit since we've came and chat with you, but now it's the time, I think, as we get ready for the holiday edition of EMS Leadership, to kind of give a review and talk about our great time that we had at EMS Expo. Of course, if you didn't have the opportunity to join us, it was in Nashville, Tennessee. And I got to say, what a great city Nashville was. I mean, I'm not really happy with their hockey team, but that's because the St. Louis Blues and the Nashville Predators are really in the same conference, and we just can't stand those Nashville Predators. But for the city of Nashville, I think it was a win. It was a great opportunity for them to host the EMS Expo, and it was pretty awesome, I think, you know, to experience that city. It was the first time that I've been down there, and there's not enough great things we can say about the city of Nashville hosting EMS Expo this year. But with me, as always, is our cast of characters, and first, we'll go to the resident president. I guess for another month, then, the resident president, Don Lundy, is going to join us. Don, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great. Countdown to 30 days, a great two-year run, and NEMT did such great things. I'm looking forward to the next 2 years with Chuck being president and me being passed, see where it's going to go.
You know, and just from the member side, you know, being part of the board of directors and being on the membership side of NEMT, and I know you're a very humble man. You've done a lot of great work as the president of EMT. You've led a great team, and you really had a lot of milestones that I think is going to highlight, is going to be the legacy of your presidency of NEMT. And just from the membership side, I want to thank you. And I know that at the end of the show, you're going to give us a little kind of an overview of where the association is and kind of what 2015 is going to look like. So many thanks from our side of the membership to say job well done, Don.
Well, thank you. And I'd have to say I had a tremendous board, you included, Chris, just some great people with some great ideas and some real hardworking folks who got into the dirt and did the dirty work and got it done. So thanks to all the members out there that made phone calls to their representatives or taught a PhTLS class or the thousands of things you do for us as a career and us as an EMT on a daily basis, because no president can do it without those tremendous members. So thanks to everybody out there who are members.
Well, let's go ahead and take a little trip north of you, and we're going to go chat with our international correspondent, and that's Rob Lawrence. Rob, go ahead and bring that awesome accent in here and say hello to everybody.
Well, hello and good morning, everybody, and it's a bright, crisp, clear blue day here. We had some of your weather, I think, Chris, but we're doing well so far this morning.
Awesome, and it's always great to have you here, Rob, and talk about leadership with you. So, you know, guys, you know, we do this every year, and we have the opportunity to go to EMS Expo, and first off, I think I have to say, and Don, I'll kind of throw it to you for your overview first. I mean, this show just keeps getting better and better every year. And you know, I remember back in the old days, there was a time where you said, you know, is this going to be the same old show? But over the years, and I got to say the past 5 or 6 years, just the intensity of the show, just the amount of people that are showing up at the show, just the amount of quality education that we're getting at this show, really, again, proves why EMS Expo is probably the number one EMS show for our career field. And just quickly, your thoughts on the overview of EMS Expo this year.
You know, I tried it. A lot of people come to me. I had a young lady in one of my lectures that I gave. In fact, I gave, for those that couldn't make it, I gave the picture of what my MI was like from the stretcher, a very unusual position for a paramedic to be in, what my system looked like from the ground up. I'm proud to say I didn't cry through the whole thing. There have been some really emotional roller coasters with an MI, and those out in the audience that maybe have had a stent or a small little scare know what I'm talking about. And those that don't, I can't explain it to you. But I'm not, you know, I'm not shy to say I've been to counseling for a couple of months, and it's helped me tremendously get through that process. But she came up after the lecture and said, "I'm just starting out on EMT. you know, what, give me some pointers as I go through the career. And I told her, and I'll tell everybody in the audience, I'm sure they already know this, is one of the pointers, whether you're going to go further into PA school or stay as a paramedic or an EMT or go be a physician or nurse or a helicopter medic or whatever the path you're going to take, at least once every 3 years or 4 years or 5 years, everybody has a budget, you should try to make it to this show. It is extremely important as a leader for two reasons. One, as you mentioned, Chris, the tremendous education in these classes. There's a plethora of subjects and things, some that you'd say, boy, I always wanted to know about that. They've got a lecture on that, and go to it and listen to some fantastic speakers that they round up every year. And also, I have to say, the hall where the equipment and the ambulances and the training software and the stuff is, all of us are love our toys, and I think if given the chance could spend days in this hall just going from booth to booth saying, tell me about this, tell me about what that does. And it keeps you up to breath on things that when you're in your service, your little corner of the world, you don't understand that big problem you had, there's a thing for that, there's an app for that, there's a correction for that, there's a piece of equipment that will help that, or this issue with patients, a certain level of patients, and there's a treatment for that, there's a medication for that. It's a tremendous time to see that and to do the education. You mentioned Nashville was a tremendous city, and when the people who are listening who might say, well, Lundy, that's great to say, but you know, I just haven't got that kind of money. Well, let me tell you, I attended ClinCon, just to show you, that's to date me a little bit, which was the only show in the United States. GEMS didn't exist, and EMS World didn't exist. And I paid my own way. I brought my beautiful bride and my son, who was probably 5 or 6 years old then. We made it a family vacation. That was our vacation during that time. On the years that I couldn't afford to stay in the show hotel, I went down to the Days Inn and got a room for, I don't know what they were at that time, $24.99, which was a lot of money in that day, but still it was within our budget. And during the times that I went to go to lectures, she and Robert would wander the hallway. There's nothing that makes a five-year-old happier than a bunch of trucks with red lights or people and equipment. And it was a very fun time to get done. So those that say, well, gosh, you know, I can't afford that, I understand the complexities of finance and how hard it is to do. You owe it to yourself in this profession to keep up and to meet new people and to listen to new ideas. Even if you listen to the idea and say, that guy's crazy, listen to the idea. You'd be amazed what you can do with some of the stuff that comes out of these shows. So I think for everybody, at least, you know, every 3 years, you know, every, so in other words, every fourth year and maybe every fifth year, if your budget can't do it, take a vacation wherever it's going to be and go see the show. If you need to fly, I know what that's like. So you want to get one that's close to you. EMS World goes between, I think, east, west, and sort of south. So usually it's within a day's drive to get there.
Yeah, and I have to say, echoing the sentiments, it was just so much to see, so much to do. And you know, I think we'd be remiss, and Rob, I'm going to jump to you for your overview here in a second, but I think we would be remiss, and I know she's going to hate this. She's a fan of the show, Nancy Perry. What a great job she did in coordinating. Her team did an excellent job of scheduling, of ensuring that everybody was in the right place at the right time, making sure we had all the logistics we needed for our classes, make sure everything ran without a hitch. And I think without that level of dedication, of focus, of implementation to the show, it wouldn't have been as successful as it was. And I think every year we give Nancy kudos. But I think that it couldn't be overstated, the fact of the excellent job that EMS World and Nancy and her team do to prepare us for going into conference every year. But Rob, let me go ahead and jump to you and ask you for your overview. We've been to EMS Expo before now several times. What was your thought as just the how the show went and your overview for the folks listening?
I kind of made a checklist, Chris, and I hope we'll come back and revisit some of these things in sort of individual items. But just to mirror what you said, actually, I was talking to Nancy at the show. This is going to be her 20th year coming up as the editor of this particular magazine, this publication.
Well, just for the record, though, she did start when she was five. So let's go and say that. As you say 20 years, we do want to mention...
I'm sure you've just scored an immense amount of brownie points there.
I'm sorry, Rob. I didn't mean to interrupt, but I felt point.
The point being, of course, she's an absolute sage, although she probably won't admit it, of our industry, and has seen so many changes. Coming back to sort of my headlines, really, in no particular order, Don mentioned the halls, and of course, yes, they're, you know, for us gadget lovers, there was phenomenal. What I've found over time, though, is that the hall is mirroring the progress of the industry. And I come back to one of my favorite four-letter words, of course, lots of data-related products, lots of safety, moving, and handling products that are emerging into the marketplace now. And so by seeing where the hall is going, you can see where the industry is going. And I think, you know, kudos to the manufacturers, because they're taking note of what we're thinking and then turning them into, you know, into devices that we can use. Like you, Chris, I was also delighted to be, and honored, in fact, to be a judge at the Innovations Competition. So I had a chance to walk around, as you did, and really get stuck into some of the innovations and really get under the sort of hood of what they're thinking. And of course, that was a real honor. And of course, we were both following in the footsteps, we couldn't fill the boots of, but following in the footsteps of dear Mike Smith. And so that was also an honor to do that. So those are the halls. The organization you mentioned was phenomenal as a speaker. And I think all of us would agree that the level of support we received as speakers was good, getting us in the right place at the right time with the right kit. Location, Don mentioned that. Never been to Nashville either. Exceptionally impressive setup. Not quite sure about the speaker on every lamppost blaring out country music, but I guess you have to live with that. World Trauma Symposium, attended that. Our friend Will Chaplow did some great stuff and some great presentations there. Of course, the networking. There's always an opportunity. I saw you guys. Actually, I didn't see you, Don. We were ships that passed in the night, actually. But the networking abilities were phenomenal. And, of course, the quality of speakers. You had high top medicine from Paul Pepin and Eagles Roundup through to pure what I would call edutainment. We had the likes of our good friend Ken Bouvier from New Orleans, who was always entertaining but absolutely informative. Ray Barashansky talking about how to become a speaker. And that's kind of where I'm going to leave my segment here. Of, you want to go to Nashville, actually start speaking at your local conferences, get a bit of a resume of speaking. Ray's actually presents and writes articles on how to be a national speaker and end up standing on the podium too. It's actually achievable. So back to you, sir.
You know, one of the things, and I have to agree, and Ray does a great, and we actually had him on one of our podcasts talking about that, because everybody asks us, I mean, how do we get to be speakers? How do we get to be writers? And it was a great opportunity to kind of learn that. But, you know, I want to go ahead and give my mention to the exhibit hall, because as you said, Rob, it really kind of shows where the industry is starting to move to. And all the innovation that we saw, how big this exhibit hall was. I mean, I'm talking to people on the phone saying, where are you? You know, I'm in the 300 aisle and they're in the 1100 aisle. And, you know, just trying to coordinate where everybody was so we can kind of walk around together and see the innovations. It seems that the first day we have, you know, kind of an overview and we just kind of walk the aisles to see what's going on. And then we spend the rest of the time kind of narrowing in on where we want to go for our organizations. But I want to send a thank you to the folks at Bell Helmet out of Illinois. And we needed to get some B2 helmets for our folks. You know, we're up here in St. Louis County and we were part of the Ferguson crisis. And I was concerned about the safety of our workforce, and they made us a really great deal on some B2 helmets, which I think everybody needs to start thinking about using in the back of these ambulances for protection. But I talked to them on a Thursday, and we were in Nashville on Thursday, and I wanted to get these helmets. They drove from Illinois to St. Louis, Missouri the next day on Friday and helped fit all the workforce and made sure that they had their helmets ready before that decision came out on Monday of the grand jury decision. I got to say, the level of professionalism that they had, the level of dedication to the career field by saying, we're going to take care of you guys tomorrow. I can't send my thank you enough to those guys for making sure our workforce was safe. But Don, let me go ahead and jump to you. And Rob mentioned the World Trauma Symposium. And I know that it's something that NEMT does a great job working with EMS World on getting this information out. And when this first started, Don, this was supposed to be an every other year thing. And now I believe this is the third or fourth time that we've had this in a row. And what great success this has been for the folks that are coming to the conference to hear some, you know, world-renowned trauma experts learn what's going on in the field of trauma.
it really is something that started as what I call a cocktail napkin idea. I think the PHTLS committee first talked about it as kind of a, what do you think of it? You know, kind of maybe should, let's try it out maybe in every other year. And the original numbers at the first were just blew our mind away. And every year it has gotten larger and larger. The speakers have gotten better and better. The focus on it, everybody comes away, the day of trauma, that's what I have in my head, from the day of trauma and say, wow, you know, the whole trip is worth that one day of education. The folks that are involved in it just do a great job of getting everybody on point. And I am just blown away every year when we start to plan the new trauma symposia, how quickly people sign up and say, I know what it was like before. It's going to be that great. Dr. McSwain, it's his passion. And it shows in how this show is put on. Of course, he's there. A lot of these folks that come to this have never met Dr. McSwain. They've read much of what he's done in his life, and he's a pretty humbling kind of guy. And he talks to people, and he's a great guy. Of course, Will's there. A lot of the rest of the PHTLS committee, and a lot of the people that come to the show come early to the World Trauma Symposium. So I know there are a lot of people that say, boy, I wish there was one place that I could get some good trauma info. This one day, there is no other better, in my opinion, trauma symposium than what goes on there. And it's humbling to see everybody every year come back and say, I want more.
You know, one of the things, and Rob, I want to go ahead, we talk about the World Trauma Symposium. Really, there was the world represented. And we saw folks from all over the United States. We saw folks from, I mean, I can't even count the number of countries that were represented as our international correspondent. I don't know if you had the opportunity to kind of get a feel for, this is really becoming a world EMS show. This just isn't an EMS expo that's happening for folks in the United States, but we're seeing, you know, numerous world countries coming to this show and sharing their best practices, learning best practices from what's happening here in the United States. I mean, in the people course, I'm very proud to sit on the people committee. We had folks from Japan who were taking the people course, wanting to bring that to Japan already. This is a course that hasn't even been out a year yet. And now they were trying to think about ways to get it into the international market. But what was your feel about all the international folks that were coming to our show this year?
Well, it's called EMS World for a reason, of course, Chris. And you must be reading my notes, because I was just sketching down some of the international characters that I managed to meet up with there. We had folk from the South Australia Ambulance Service, and they were exceptionally engaged. I was doing some high performance EMS stuff, had some great conversations with those guys. I have to give a shout out to Dr. Linda Dykes. She's from North Wales in the UK. She runs the Mountain Medicine Program. She trains the British Royal Air Force paramedics on their search and rescue helicopters. Used to be Prince William's doc in the back of his search and rescue seeking. An absolute character. Does a fantastic publication, in fact, where she's actually writing for the UK market, writing up the EMS World Expo show for them in order to try and entice more people over. I saw the Japanese. I think the Dutch were there. They're always very colourful in their yellow and green suits. There were South Africans in there. It was, in fact, an EMS world, and it was good to see them all there. And I've said this before, Chris, that despite the fact we have different accents, we come from different countries, our job is the same. The love of our lifestyle is absolute. It's not a job, it's a way of life. And no matter who you meet, we're all the same, and that's really good. But a chance to meet them all and to converse at a place such as Expo is absolutely phenomenal.
You know, one of the things that as we talk about EMS Expo is we think about what our takeaways were. And Don, I'm going to ask you, and Rob, I'll ask you the same question. If you have to think about what EMS World kind of meant to you in this year, I mean, every year it seems when we do the overview show, we always have takeaways. And the takeaway that you had from this show, what did it leave you with? I mean, what did you go home back to Charleston with to say, wow, this was really an outstanding way to spend my time?
I think one of the things, and most of my crews know when I get back, they don't exactly like it because I have a whole bunch of new stuff that I start handing out. Go find out about this. Call this guy. But I told them, I said, you know, we've been talking about a couple of things within our service. One is the Hartford consensus and the idea that medics go into the warm zone. And that's kind of a discussion going on in a lot of different circles. Well, I learned at this show, it is a discussion in more than our world, and it's a discussion that's going to happen, and everybody needs to prepare for that. I think the safety initiatives and construction ambulances, that's coming. No question, no doubt. I'm not sure anymore. No, that's all gone now, and it's coming. And certainly, mobile integrated healthcare, there are still those out there that say, well, you know, that's really not. It's just a trend, like the CD, like the DVD. It's just a trend. No, it's not. It's happening. It's happening in more than one or two places. Chris, it's happening in your backyard. You're running one of those systems. And the idea that it, A, saves money and gives better service to the patient is all coming true. It's not theory anymore. So when you listen to the lectures of people that were teaching, and you listen to some of the conversations of the networking that went on, I came back to our folks and I said, listen, the train's left the station and it's moving pretty fast, and we're going to stay on this train. So I think that's what I pulled away with, knowing that, you know, I've said it the last 2 years, it's an exciting time to be in EMS, and it really is.
I'm going to pick up on the Hartford consensus, actually, first of all, because, as you know, I had to cut and run from the show halfway through because I went travel down to Panama to go from, and it was quite the irony, going from the World Trauma Symposium. I then left, went to Panama to go to the Pan American Trauma Congress in Panama City. And there were a number of eminent U.S. trauma surgeons there. The Hartford consensus was exposed and discussed with the rest of the Americas. Now, of course, the Colombians and the Venezuelans are doing this sort of stuff anyway. And, of course, we can learn lessons from them, too. And it's the advantage of having, you know, international events such as the Pan American and, of course, the World Trauma to discuss those points. So that's a very important issue. Again, going back to what was emerging in the halls and what the discussions were around the place, of course, data is an important issue. ICD-10 codes are coming in October of next year. What's that got to do with us? We're not billers. Well, the answer is, if our narratives are not comprehensive, are not, dare I say, almost Shakespearean in their construction in the future, our ability to generate a good bill for service is going to be very, very difficult. So data and actually the linkage to the medic, which is narrative writing, is a key thing that we're going to have to pick up on and sharpen up on in the next 11 months. Safety, of course, is emerging, the culture of safety, just culture. Those things were present, those things were discussed, and those things are very important. And we mentioned vehicle safety. Have to say, 2 days ago, our very first ambulance arrived without the squad bench. Captain's chairs can swivel forward face for safety, and something we're very proud of. It actually is a critical care truck. So we hopefully will sort of start showing and telling that. But clearly, you know, some of the lessons we learned from last year, we're implementing this year. Some of the things we're seeing this year, we have to implement for next year.
Yeah, I mean, you bring that up, and I think that that's a really good point, is the fact of it seems that everything that we're seeing at this show here in 2014 is the look of the future. And, you know, you kind of said it early, Rob, where you talk about the progress of where the industry is going. And as we start to implement these things, it really was about the transformation of EMS. It really was about the mobile integrated healthcare. It really was about, you know, safety. It really was about what the future of EMS education is going to look like. And they're not bogging us down with the, you know, the minutiae of yesterday. They're really making us think about what tomorrow is looking like. And, you know, we talk about it on this show all the time of, you know, what's EMS leadership going to look like in the future. What EMS Expo did this year is it gave us kind of a look to see what EMS is going to look like in the years to come. And if you're not on the bandwagon, and as you mentioned, Don, that you were going to get left behind by this train, but it was a great opportunity for us to see what the future of EMS is going to hold. All right. Well, with that, you know, we're starting to get up here in some time, and I do want to hear from Don, kind of the message of NEMT, and, you know, kind of him closing out his presidency and moving into 2015. But Rob, let me go ahead and jump to you first. And you know, we kind of do this every year, but if you could talk to the folks that are out there and say to them, Las Vegas, Nevada, September 2015, EMS World Expo, what gets them there?
Well, before I do that, I want to say two thank yous, as this is our Christmas show. Firstly, of course, thank you, Don, for your presidency. I came up to EMS on the Hill last year, and what a fantastic event that was. But also to listen to your inspirational, motivational, get us going to go and, you know, see our representatives was phenomenal. That really was you, Don. It was the fact that you are an immensely popular and very experienced leader, and I certainly enjoyed following you around that day. And to you, Chris, thank you for coming to Richmond actually and teaching the people course, another NAEMT product. My team were inspired by that, and of course that a couple of the guys that were on that course are now teaching it themselves around the Commonwealth of Virginia. So to both of you, thank you for your contribution, certainly to my organization for this year. Next year, it's time to start saving to go to Vegas. Actually, one of the reasons that it's held in Las Vegas at that particular time of year is because it's affordable. It doesn't take too much to save up. And again, by then, you can enter to be a speaker, perhaps. But, of course, you could enter your organization to be the Dick Furno winner, as you were. Again, congratulations to you, Chris. So there is a number of ways you can probably economize to get there. But the most important thing is the value that you will achieve in getting there far surpasses the cost you pay to actually arrive there. And so just think on that, and we'll see you next year.
Don, your final thoughts on why people should go to EMS Expo September 2015. What do you give them?
Well, the same as Rob, I want to stop for 1 minute and thank somebody that nobody in the show knows about except for one, and he listens to it. His name's Kurt Taylor, and he's my county administrator. Anybody that's taken on a role like mine in the last 2 years knows that if your boss isn't behind you, it's really a bad time. He has been behind me from the get-go on the massive amounts of travel that you have to do to get things done, and has always supported me. And I want to thank every single member of my organization. I asked them before I ran for the office, told them I wouldn't be mad if you said don't do it. I wanted to know their feeling, and they said we're going to stand behind you, and they did. Those were the folks on the ground every day doing the job, oftentimes while I talked to them on a cell phone in an airport somewhere. So thanks to everybody in the system. Thanks to Chuck Milligan, my XO, who absolutely took the reins, and we never had a sweat. And Kurt Taylor, my boss, who from the get-go said, absolutely go do it. I think for people who say, I wonder if I should come to Vegas, first, here's all the good news. If you have to drive, okay, you have to drive. But if you have to fly, flights are pretty cheap to Vegas. You don't need to stay in one of the expensive hotels. You can get some rooms at $45 a night. So if you're talking about you're talking first about the money, and I know that's what people think about, it's a fairly cheap place to be at if you watch your money. And if you're a gambler, obviously it's a different set. I think if people are listening to this and say, well, gee, you know, that community paramedic's not going away, I sure wish I could stand somewhere and talk to somebody that actually does this, not the theorist, but actually do it. Well, folks, Chris Sebelaro is on this show, and he's going to be standing there at 2015. He does it. He is doing it. Matt Zavasky is an approachable guy. He does it. It's not theory to him. He actually does it. These guys can sit with you at a table and probably teach you in a little more of an hour, days worth of stuff that it would take you forever to read about and still not be able to ask the questions. So if nothing else, if you're interested in mobile integrated healthcare and you go, oh gosh, we can't do it. Every single entity, I think, that has started this at one point said, I don't think we can do it, and they are doing it. Come for that. Come to find out what the future holds. And let's say that you don't think mobile integrated healthcare is really going to do much. Come in 2015 and find out. Either you can look me in the face, I'll be there 2015 and say, you know, I was right and you were wrong. But my bet is you'll look me in the face and say, golly, it really is happening. How do I find somebody? And I can hook you up with people who have done this. Come for your education. Bring your family and come to be with your family. There needs to be a balance in our business. Oftentimes, we don't pay much attention to the first patient, and that's us. That's you and I. We need to pay attention to the first patient and make sure that we balance ourselves with our family. At the end of the day, your family is what you've got, whether they're close friends, significant others, whether you're married, whether you have brothers and sisters. Those family members are what you have, and your health. So I think for all that, you need to make that balance and come and relax a bit and learn some things and hear some things that you might disagree with, or hear some things that you want to do. You hear the term, it really rocks your world. Well, it really does. It really does rock your world. From the NAMT side, thanks to everybody who was a member. Thanks to the almost 10,000 members. I think we made a commitment. The membership committee did, and I thought it was great that we'd have 10,000 solid members, dues-paying members by the end of the year. We're short by about 600, but we've done a tremendous job of boosting members. We have people joining every day. We have around anywhere from 40 to 50,000 members, because when you take a PHCLS course, you get a one-year free membership. It's kind of a limited membership, but it certainly gives you a view into what it is. Thanks to all the members who join and continue to support NEMT and what it does. EMS in the Hill is coming in April 29th. I will be very interested, and I'm very excited about having a Republican Senate and a Republican Congress. We've had huge support from the Republican Congress for the field bill. I think we'll have even a larger support now. I ask that everybody, when the new field bill comes out, read it. You might see some changes. I don't know. I'm not in that circle. I know I've tasked some people with doing some things. Its aim is to help the thousands of you in systems that simply can't get grant money or raise the money to buy ambulances. Those of you that have barbecue chicken and pizza dinners and bingo nights to put fuel in your ambulances, we feel your pain, and we want to try to help. EMS in the Hill is going to be very exciting. Rob, thanks for your support in EMS in the Hill. I've got to tell you, it's an honor to be standing next to somebody who's running such a top-notch system, and for you to show, and for us to actually walk around and not get arrested. No, just kidding. To walk around and do what great work that we do there.
I had one secret weapon at EMS on the Hill. I'd walk in there and they'd see me in my US EMS uniform, and then I'd open my mouth, and of course for the first few seconds anyway, they would listen.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. So for NEMT, I think certainly safety's on the march, and I think those of us, and I'll say I was included in this pile of people who said the squad bench is never going to go away. I was, what's the word I'm looking for, wrong, and I think it is going to go away. I think we're going to see a design in the back of the ambulance that's more of a cockpit design that we will like, and it will help make us safer. I think certainly mobile integrated healthcare and community paramedicine, that train is running and it's coming, and you need to sit with some people and get a hold of that and get going. So I look forward to 2015. I think I mentioned to you all, I've seen more doctors in the last 12 months than I've seen in the first 60 years of my life. So we've broken that record, and hopefully 2015, we're going to break the record of not seeing any in 2015 and have a great year. So I would wish everybody this holiday season Happy Hanukkah, Merry Christmas. Please be safe while you're out there. And if you have any questions from NEMT, we've got an 800 number and we'd be glad to help.
Well, with that final word from Don Lundy, you know, it's time to thank you for joining us on EMS Leadership. And, you know, we've been doing this show now, Don. You and I have really been doing this for almost 5 years now, almost on a weekly basis. And we've missed a few here and there, but, you know, we're doing getting the message out. And I got to say, my thought for EMS World Expo 2015 in September is get out there to Las Vegas, Nevada. You guys that are listening out there are the leaders of today, but there's also people that are listening that are the leaders of tomorrow. I'm going to be 50 years old in 2015. I don't know how many years I have left in the EMS career field. Of course, we know Don Lundy's going to be 114 this year. How long is he going to be around? And you guys are now the leaders of tomorrow that need to get out there to the expo, that need to hear what's going on. It's great education. It's great for networking. It's the best exhibit hall in the business. You're going to see progressive and innovation of where the industry is going to go to. You got the World Trauma Symposium. I mean, there's not enough that we can say about getting out there. Check out EMS World Expo September 2015. From, you know, the EMS leadership side, I want to thank you guys for being fans. We look forward to a great 2015 and bringing you some great leadership content. And for Don Lundy, for Rob Lawrence, I'm Chris Sabalero. I want to say happy holidays to everybody out there, and we'll see you in 2015.